inspectors could go to care homes, they would go to nursing homes, they would go to prisons, they would go to holding cells, they might go to direct provision centres, and they would be able to make unannounced inspections, and they would be able to speak to everybody in that place that they were inspecting. So you can see how, if proper inspections had been carried out, this abuse might have been uncovered and it might have been prevented. HICWA was not properly empowered to carry out inspections until 2016. And in 2016, the solution seems to have been to move the abuser.
You also have concerns at the fact that at this point in time, at it seems the behest of Gardaí, the Brandon report isn't being published. And you also want the Director of Public Prosecutions to outline why that office has decided that there shouldn't be any further involvement in this case.
Yeah, we are concerned that that reports don't seem to be forthcoming. It's obviously very much in the public interest that there would be accountability around this. We are calling on the DPP to clarify why they aren't pursuing an investigation. There is a mechanism whereby victims can ask the DPP to clarify why it hasn't pursued an investigation, but that window is only open for 28 days. And as we know, a lot of the victims in this case are extremely vulnerable. Some of them are non-verbal. We think in this case the DPP should provide that clarification without having to be asked by the victim.